There's a story which is often told in East Africa. A simple woman always walked around with her bulky Bible. She never was parted from it, so the villagers began to tease her. They asked, why always the Bible? There are so many other books you could read. Yet neither disturbed or angered by all the teasing, the woman kept on living with her Bible, carrying it with her wherever she went. Finally, one day, she knelt down in the middle of those who laughed at her, and she held up her Bible. She held it high above her head, and with a great smile, she said, yes, of course, there are many books that I could read, but there's only one book which reads me. This weekend, friends, we celebrate Sunday of the Word of God. 6 years ago, at the end of the Year of Mercy, Pope Francis asked that we set aside the third Sunday at Ordinary Time as a Sunday of the Word of God. And his purpose is to encourage each of us to grow in our knowledge and love of the Scriptures, and so doing to meet our risen Lord. Now, friends, the Bible is not so much about exotic places and peoples as it is about you and me. Pope Francis also said in his remarks to the people at Rome, God's Word is a love letter. God's Word is a love letter written by one who knows us best. In reading it, we again hear his voice. We see his face. We receive his Spirit and his light. You may recall last week when we gathered here, we heard the reading from the wedding feast of Cana, John's Gospel, chapter 2, where Jesus, his mother, and disciples were present at the wedding celebration, but they ran out of wine. So recall Mary, the mother of Jesus, told Jesus, they have no wine. And Mary directed the servants to do whatever my son tells you. So Jesus told the servants to fill up the empty jars with water, and lo and behold, the jars were filled to the brim and became wine. Not only were these the last words recorded spoken by Mary in the Bible, they are the key to understanding why we should read the Bible. Do whatever he tells you. You have the words of everlasting life. Bible. B-I-B-L-E. B for basic. I for instructions. B for before. L for leaving. E for earth. Spells basic instructions before leaving earth. Can it get any better than that? Our GPS, our rule book, our guide, our ability to get from this world to the next, to find eternal life and see the face of God and live. How can we do that? By listening to his word, and letting his word enter our minds and our hearts, our very core of our being. We need that word. We need this word. Amid the thousands of words in our daily conversations, the one word speaks to us of not about things, but about life. So as 2:25, the second quarter of the Jubilee year, Jesus unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. I invite you to make this year a special year, seeking again the founding word of God, to let the light shine into our hearts, to let the word come into our heads, for the word of God to fill our being. We don't blindly seek God or wait for him to speak to us, for God has already spoken. And there is nothing further we need to know which has not been revealed to us. It's in the saving word. So we have something from God, a gift taken from human words, enlightened by the Holy Spirit, a book through which God speaks to us, wherever we're at, a book which reads us, whether we're lonely, afraid, confused, lost, overwhelmed, unknowingly, where are we going and who are we? And so as Pope Francis reminds us, the Bible is not meant to be placed on a shelf, but to be in our hands, to be able to open up the light to show us God leading the way. I encourage you to seek the daily word by going online to the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And each day we can have the Word of God brought to our cell phone and be in tune with the Word of God that's opened by people throughout the world. One of the Testaments, Old Testament readings or New Testament readings, the Psalms that we sing, the Gospel speaking. Coming our way in time for Lent, during this Jubilee year, we're going to have another opportunity to study the Bible, the Passion and Resurrection narratives of Jesus. On Tuesday mornings during Lent, on Thursday evenings during Lent, Little Rock Scripture Study. What a great way to discover the whole heart of our life in Christ. again, to walk with Christ and hear his word. And of course, no better way than to let the word fill us with his power, so that way it's not us, but he who fills us. So, question, can we become like that African woman who carried her Bible with her everywhere she went? Where is the Bible in our journey? Is it on a shelf? Is it some forgotten place in our home? Can we become like her, sustained by his word in all time, in all places? And most importantly, are we ready to let the Bible read us, to see us in all the unlovely and lonely places of life, and above all, to let it in, so he is the word of everlasting life.